It is Thursday, July 18th, 2013. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Thomas.
And I'm Kyle Kellums. Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, what's in a name? We learn where one local park gets its title. Plus, Abraham Lincoln through the eyes of a cat. Becca Martin Brown tells us what's up, and Birdman Joe Neal takes a poll.
But first, Senator John Bozeman says both Democrats and Republicans are working together to resolve the student loan interest rate increase on federal Stafford loans. The senator says a bipartisan group consisting of two Democrats, an independent, and three Republicans has come together to find a long-term agreement.
Trying to get a long-term commitment, a long-term fix, as opposed to just having another extension, which we did last year. Now we're back in the same situation, having a bill that will actually solve the problem so that our students can take advantage of these extraordinarily low interest rates so that they can lock these rates in for the life of their loans.
Senator Bozeman says he would really like to fix the issue instead of extending it. He says a proposal that would fix the problem would be great for students so they could get their loans behind them and have a situation where they can have stability.
Meanwhile, with 74 days before the end of the federal fiscal year, Senator Mark Pryor says time is running out for Congress to pass a comprehensive farm bill before provisions for farmers lapse when the current farm bill expires.
I'm very concerned that we're going to get into one of these stopgap worlds in agriculture, and that's not good for anybody, because at that point, nobody can plan, nobody can get a loan, nobody can do anything. It's just going to shut it down.
Senator Pryor says he feels that the House is being irresponsible, first in not passing a comprehensive bipartisan farm bill, and then by splitting off provisions for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, known commonly as the food stamp program.
The way you fix this, the way you get a good ag policy on the books for the next 5 years, is to work together. Unfortunately, there's some in the House that say, you know, it's my way or the highway. And that is going to lead us to a dead end and to a crisis. It's not good. I hope the House will come together, and I hope they do it in a bipartisan way.
Senator Pryor says he was happy that three of Arkansas's four representatives voted for the comprehensive farm bill in late June. Though he didn't say it in specific terms, Senator Pryor derided Congressman Tom Cotton for voting against the bill, saying outside special interest groups like the Club for Growth that take anti-farm bill stances don't have Arkansas's best interests in mind. In the most recent filings with the Federal Election Commission, the Club for Growth has raised more than $74,000 for Congressman Cotton's 2014 campaign.
Governor Mike Beebe yesterday named a Harrison businessman as the newest member of the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission. The panel oversees hunting and fishing regulations in the state. Ken Reeves replaces outgoing Commissioner Ronald Pierce, and Reeves says he's looking forward to serving the state.
It is an honor, but more importantly to me, it's an opportunity to do something I've wanted to do for a very long time, and that's to give something back for all the good times, good friends, and good memories that have come my way through my outdoor experiences in Arkansas.
In recent years, the Game and Fish Commission has been embroiled in several controversies and low employee morale. Reeves says he will work to restore public trust and says he believes the best days of that commission are ahead.
Today, Arkansas hosts its second annual summit addressing prescription drug abuse. Physicians, pharmacists, law enforcement, and government officials are expected to attend at the Statehouse Convention Center in Little Rock. This year's keynote speaker is R. Gil Karlikowski, the nation's drug czar. Arkansas's drug director, Fran Fleener, says in 2007, Karlikowski's office identified the state as number one in the nation for prescription pain pill abuse for 12 to 17-year-olds. She says abuse of prescription medication is widespread.
There's no one segment of society that is more affected than the other. Then you have the myth of safety. So we're trying to get people to realize that if prescription pills are abused, they're just as dangerous as any form of illicit drug.
Fleener says people who get prescriptions should monitor, secure, and dispose of their pills properly so that they don't reach in the wrong hands.
In May, we brought you a story about a partnership aimed at improving pedestrian and arts infrastructure in downtown Fayetteville. The partnership involved the City of Fayetteville, the Fayetteville Chamber of Commerce, and the University of Arkansas Community Design Center. Yesterday, the National Endowment for the Arts awarded a $100,000 grant to the partnership. Steve Luoni, the director of the Community Design Center, says the grant will help the center conduct a study on transforming the face of School Avenue, as well as other parcels in the immediate vicinity.
And basically there are two components, a streetscape plan that will look at a street that really is made for traffic right now, but with our design hopefully become more pedestrian oriented and becomes a street that hosts festivals and parades. The second component is preparation of a mixed-use development, mostly of housing, including housing for artists on the what is now currently a surface parking lot for the Walton Arts Center.
The grant was awarded as part of the National Endowment for the Arts 2013 Our Town Grant Program. This year, 59 projects in 36 states received a total of $4.7 million through the program. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals finished a four-game road series last night in Tulsa. The Nats lost to the Drillers 4-3. They'll return home to Arvest Ballpark tonight for a seven-game homestand, beginning with a four-game series against the Springfield Cardinals. One note about last night's game: in that contest, the Naturals starting pitcher, Danny Duffy, struck out 13 Driller batters. That's a new franchise record.
According to the U.S. Drought Monitor, drought conditions have worsened in Arkansas during the last week. Although the past few days have seen sporadic showers in some areas, 91% of the state is at least abnormally dry. Nearly 47% is under moderate drought conditions, and severe drought conditions have developed in just more than 7% of the state, including portions of Carroll, Boone, Madison, Newton, and Searcy counties. Only 9% of Arkansas is under no drought conditions, and that area is isolated to the northeastern corner of the state.
Partly cloudy tonight. Lows will be in the upper 60s in northwest Arkansas. For the Arkansas River Valley, slight chance of showers this evening, possibly a thunderstorm before 10 o'clock. Lows tonight in the mid-70s for the River Valley. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. Highs will be around 93 in northwest Arkansas. For the Arkansas River Valley, slight chance of afternoon thunderstorms. Highs in the upper 90s. Heat index around 103 tomorrow afternoon for the River Valley. And tomorrow night, mostly clear. Lows throughout the region from 69 to 74.